Quranic snapshots, illustrated reflections on an ayah a day, and a structure to support your own Quran journaling. We've reached Juz 5, and today's verse is from Surah Nisa, ayah 79. مَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ حَسَنَةٍ فَمِنْ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ سَيِّئَةٍ فَمِنْ نَفْسِكَ. Whatever good comes to you is from Allah, and whatever ill comes to you is from yourself. To me, the first part of this ayah is an important reminder at times of success or happiness. For all the good things we experience are a gift from Allah, and every success we achieve is only possible because of His help. But at times of success, it's so easy for us to forget this and start believing that we're in control and that something happened because we made it. Yes, we might have worked hard on something, but Allah is the one who gave us the opportunity, the strength, the ability, and the means to achieve it. All the good things we have in the world have come from Allah, whether directly, like the sunshine and the trees, or indirectly, like clever inventions that Allah gave us the brains to come up with. The second part of the ayah, I think, is a powerful reminder for when we feel disheartened by the suffering or inequality in the world. Sometimes, Allah may send suffering to test us, to purify our faith. But here, Allah tells us that sometimes the reason behind suffering in this world is because of what our own hands have done. Think about the refugees you will have heard about, escaping war and terror caused by the hands of people. The earth is getting hotter because of all the harmful gases we release. Animals are becoming extinct because they've been overhunted or because we've chosen to chop down their homes for our own uses. By not taking care of the rights of others, we have caused so much suffering and inequality through our own actions. As human beings, we find it easy to forget to credit Allah at times of achievement, and easy to blame Him at times of need. To me, this verse is a reminder. Allah is the one who blesses us with the good things, and we have a responsibility to look after those good things, and not to use them in a way that leads to corruption or causes suffering for others. Let's pick out some of the key words to help us remember and record this passage. Ma, meaning what, like a question word, or in this context, whatever. Hasana, meaning good. Having little doodles helps us to remember the words better. You can choose any image that helps you. The question mark helps me remember that ma is often the question word what, and I've drawn a gift for hasana, good things. Lay yours out however you like. I record the juz number as a title at the top, and I like to write the verse in both Arabic and English. Down here I've got our key words to help me remember the verse. The most important part, I think, is a space for you to write your own reflection on the verse, what it means to you. And the intention part is for our own personal takeaway, a practical step we can make to apply this verse. My takeaway might be to remember to acknowledge and thank Allah when things go the way I wanted them to. Or perhaps to be more mindful of the way my actions could negatively affect others. So go ahead and jot down today's passage however you like, remembering to put in your keywords and little doodles to make it easier to remember. It would be amazing if we could use this space to inspire each other. Share your Quranic notes in the comments below, and inshallah, we can all learn together.